This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. As you peruse garden catalogs and local garden center websites, there are some flowers you might think twice about planting if you have a pet that likes to gnaw on everything. One plant that's controversial is Lily of the Valley, which is not a lily, has an attractive smell. I hate how it takes over wherever it's planted. Oh, but wait, there's more. All parts of the plant are toxic to humans, cats, and dogs. As for a shade plant, try Virginia spiderwort instead. One annual I love and is very popular is lantana. If eaten, it's toxic to people, pets, and livestock also. If this concerns you, verbena is a good option. Have you ever noticed that your hydrangeas are not nibbled on by rabbits? That's because they're toxic to them as well as your pets. While not a perennial in our cold climate, oleander is very pretty and very poisonous. It can be grown in a pot and brought in for the winter, but it is highly recommended that anyone with pets or children do not have this plant in their home. Mountain laurel is also a very pretty, shade-loving shrub and hardy to zone 4. If munched on, mountain laurel is toxic to pets and people. Dogwood is a safe option. Monk's hood is a very late-blooming perennial with cool purple flowers. I've had it at a couple of homes. However, it's also toxic to pets, people, and livestock. And because of its high toxicity, it is not a recommended choice unless gardening with proper protective gear. For photos and more information, go to GardenBite.com. From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds, sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to SpikesFeed.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.